we currently have a severe housing shortage in the town, where the waiting lists are growing, and now we have the added tsunami of mega-affected homes. An awful lot of those homes are social housing. Homes have to be got for the people while the work's got ongoing in their homes to address the mica situation. I'm saying that what we need to be doing is looking at all the vacant houses. We're not going to have houses built in time, and they put compulsory purchase orders on those houses, which have been lying empty for many years and are quite good houses, that we put compulsory purchase orders on them so that we have homes that are available for these struggling families to move into.
And what do you think is the council's ability to obtain these houses, monetarily, in terms of the money needed to purchase these houses? There are so many people affected by mica that it would need to be quite a significant amount of these derelict houses would need to have CPOs carried out in them. And we've seen before, with trying to build a lot of projects across the county and the country, that CPOs are quite hard to obtain at times. So is this a feasible thing that can be achieved to help those affected by mica?
I think it can. If there's a will, then we can find a way. And obviously the Department of Housing has to step up the mark in this. There's the MICA working group are currently in negotiations with the government on how to proceed with the MICA redress scheme. And what I'm saying is that while that's ongoing, we need to be helping those families that are going to be put out of their homes through no fault of their own because of health and safety and because the houses have to be fixed. I think there's a way of doing this here when we look at all the many houses there is, not only just across this town, but across the municipal district, that could be CPO'd, could be bought, and could be put back into service for this purpose. The money, I don't think we should be looking at the money shouldn't be an objective. We'll get houses, I think, at a reasonable price, and I think the department is going to have to be doing this in the short and long term to address the mega crisis. So the sooner we do it, the better. So I think we shouldn't have any problems in asking the department for the necessary funding to start the processes and start the process of CPOing a number of houses.
And indeed, it seemed at the special meeting of the public meeting of the council last week that the council is united on mega and on finding solutions for mega. So do you think this is not necessarily going to require the cooperation of the council? It seems that the council already is cooperating on MICA and working to find solutions. Is the pressure on the Department of Housing now to come and accept these proposals that will be coming from the council in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, look, the elected members and indeed the executive are trying to work as one to provide help and assistance and support for those families that are affected. This is just another way I believe that we could be helping and supporting them in the short and in the midterm. It's something we need to do. And look, we all know that the fixing of MICA is going to be an astronomical sum of money. But the smaller things will start helping now, and that's giving families who are worried about the roof over their heads falling on top of them somewhere that they can go and live until such times as their houses are fixed and built again. So I don't believe that there'll be any problem getting this motion passed. And what we need now is a will from the government to really help and assist and support those families that are affected by MICA.